Hi guys, welcome to episode 4 of a Traveller's Podcast. It's been 4 episodes already. Anyway, this week, of course, is the interview, the first interview, the first of many, I hope. And I couldn't have asked for more. The guy who's done this is fantastic, and also extremely creepy. So I'm going to warn you now, if you listen to this at night, just be aware. So, without further hesitation, it's on to our very own clown prince of crime himself. It's Ilbo.
Hello, listeners. This is Ilbo the clown speaking. Welcome to my tent. I would like to answer some questions. How did I find out about the app? Long, long ago, perhaps a year ago, my brother Honky and I were playing by the lake. He found a note. It was addressed to a pay. This pay never came. The note said, "You must download the Traveller's app." We did. Since then, only I have progressed. He, in his wisdom, or stupidity, moved on to other things. How was my first treasure found? It was a darkened afternoon. I live in the hills, you see. It was a Tuesday. I wandered down to the lake. Yes, the same lake that we found the note. And there on my iPhone, a beeping sound. A sound came telling me the first treasure has to be found. And so, there, at the lake, my first treasure. Who has been my biggest enemy? Since the beginning, the two of us have fought. One in first place, another in second. I wonder if you can guess. Java King. Do I plan any trips around treasure hunting? Oh yes. To see my friends. When I see my friends, I always pan a treasure. But, my dear friends, I shall come to your country, and we shall treasure hunt together. What is the furthest I have deviated or traveled for a single treasure? Well, most of my treasures are to be found very close to my tent, but once in a while I will go to the next town, depending on how many friends I need to visit. Do I have any tips for newbies? Newbies, yes. Patience, dear friends. Take your time to find the treasure. Learn your environment. Mark your territory. Work on foot. And bury every last shred of evidence. This has been Ilbo. Sleep well.
Okay, yeah. Yes, that was incredibly creepy, but also it made me smile. So, thanks, Ilbo. Now, as for next week, I'm not sure whether to ask for another interviewee. I'm sure after hearing that, a lot of you were chewing at the bit to give some information. But I tell you what I have got. Next week, we're not going to do anything specific. I've got a few bits and pieces from Late Red. James B101 has been in contact with me, and so has E-Fighter. So I tell you what, next week's just going to be an assortment of all the different things, the little bits that I've given. And we'll have a question next week or something like that. So no pressure this week. Until next week, if that makes sense. Happy hunting, guys, and remember to tune in next week.